Hello, everyone. Welcome to the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A tri-band handheld. I'm your host, Matt Arthur, KA0PQW. And if you ever have any questions on these tutorials, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net. That's my email. This audio tutorial is going to be done in several parts so that I can keep the file sizes smaller and stuff like that. So in this first part, we're just going to talk about a few of the features of this handheld that make this a completely blind accessible handheld. There are some people that may beg to differ with me, but I'm a totally blind man, and I've been using this handheld for several years, and I really enjoy it. I wouldn't be without the radio anymore, and there isn't anything that I haven't been able to do with it that I would want to do with a handheld. So I'm very happy with it. Some of the nice things about this handheld for blind people is the fact that it... The different beeps, or the different functions, have different beeps, such as high and low power, high, medium and low power. The high power setting gives you a low beep, and the other power settings, they're the same higher beep, but you can, you know, count them. Always the low power is a low beep, and we'll talk about those kinds of things. In memory, when you're in the memory mode, the radio beeps at memory zero. Also in the menu mode, the radio beeps at menu one. Same as when you're setting PL tones, it beeps at PL zero, which is 67.0. I realize in most radios that's tone one, but then the F6A happens to have an extra tone. So tone zero in this case, to count it properly. And it also gives you a slightly longer beep after you've entered in the exact frequency that you want. Yes, you can do direct frequency entry, direct memory entry, all that kind of stuff works very well. Well, this handheld also has two receivers in it. An A transceiver, which does ham band only, 2 meters, 1.25 meters, and 70 centimeters, or what we like to call 2, 220, and 440. It also has a B receiver, which gives you the ham bands that we have that you can transmit on. You can transmit on 2, 220, or 440 on the B receiver. And in addition to that, the B receiver is also an all-mode, all-band receiver, which goes from all around the AM broadcast band to 1300 megahertz. And in most of that range, you can receive single-sideband AM, CW, FM, what have you. It works very well. I will tell you that... It doesn't receive HF real well, or very well at all on the rubber duck antenna. You do need some kind of a gain antenna to make that happen. In fact, you just heard the radio identify my link there. So those are a few of the features that make this a blind accessible handheld. And we'll, in the next part, we're going to... talk about direct frequency entry and so on. When you get the radio out of the box, you'll have to install the antenna on it. It's a rubber duck antenna that comes with it. When you're looking at the top of the radio sitting in front of you with the touch tone pad facing you, the antenna connector is on the left-hand side of the top of the radio. It's an SMA connector. You just screw the antenna into it until it's tight. Don't over-tighten it. You could break the connector if you do that, but shouldn't have a problem with that. You might want to install the handle that goes on the right-hand side with a little thing. Also, there's a belt clip that comes with it. It just screws into the back of the handheld. You'll find two holes along the back top of the radio, one on each side, for the screws to go in, and that's how the belt clip goes on. Also, the battery is the back of the radio. When you have the radio facing you, if you reach between the antenna, and there's a knob, a couple of knobs on the right-hand side of the radio, that happens to be the multi-channel selector and the volume control. Although the volume control is the knob closest to the handheld, and that has a little arrow on it. You turn that up and down, that's the volume. But between those two, toward the back of the handheld, there's a little clip. You pull the clip forward and then pull down on the back on the battery, it will release it and come right off the back of the radio. And you'll find a big space there then between the belt clip and the actual radio. So the radio itself is very, very small. To charge the battery, I'm going to go through a couple of these things before we get to the direct frequency entry in the next part. On the right-hand side of the radio, you'll find some rain covers. If it's a brand-new radio anyway, you should find some rain covers. The upper two rain covers toward the top are for the speaker mic connection and for plugging in a computer cable. Yes, you can buy an optional computer cable to program the radio via the computer. And that, as far as I know, the computer software is blind accessible. I haven't tried the computer software myself. The lower... let's get back to the rain covers. The lower, very lowest rain cover, instead of those three, they're kind of tied together, is your charging plug. Charger plug. That's where you plug the wall charger into the side of the radio. Out of the box, you must charge this radio through the battery for the radio through the radio. A company called Batteries America does sell an aftermarket drop-in charger for this handheld, which I highly recommend getting, especially you'll probably find out you'll want two batteries. So although one battery, you know, works okay, but I really like having two. On the right-hand side of the radio, you're going to find three buttons. The very top one is the push-to-talk. The second one down is the lamp. And the function lamp, we'll talk about that later, turns the lamp on and off on the display. The bottom button is the monitor button. What happens when you push the button, it opens the squelch. The function monitor button is the attenuator. It's like a 10 or 20 dB attenuator that you can toggle on and off. That's also a very nice feature of the radios. We'll find out later. On the front of the handheld, let's lay the handheld down in front of you so that the buttons are facing up. In the front of the radio, you'll find a display that covers about the top third of the radio. Below that, on the right-hand side, is a speaker. The microphone is also there. To the left of that speaker, right below the display, you'll find a joystick-looking-like button. That's a menu button. It pushes in and pushes up and pushes to the right and to the left. And we'll get more into that later on in this tutorial. The bottom right... or the button right below that joystick button, a little round rubber button, it's your power button on and off. I just turned the radio off. They give you a low I or a low beep and letter I and CW. Turn the radio back on. You hear the I and it's a higher beep. Below that, there's a 16-digit keypad, a direct frequency entry pad, laid out just like a telephone. And the top row is 1, 2, 3, A. Second row down, there's four rows going from top to bottom. Second row is 4, 5, 6, B. Third row is 7, 8, 9, C. And the fourth row is D is, well, we'll start on the left-hand side. Star, 0, pound, D. Going left to right from the top row, 1, 2, 3, A. Second row, 4, 5, 6, B. Third row, 7, 8, 9, C. Fourth row, star, 0, pound, D. Now, in the second part of this tutorial, we'll talk about actually what these buttons do, and we'll go a little bit further. So with that, that will be part one of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, 73, and we'll see you in the next part.